This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Glad you guys could make it today. Seriously, I really appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation, too. You can't just sit there yelling at the radio. I know that's what some of you do. I like doing it. I mean, always appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, be part of the solution. You know, somebody once said to me, it was a while back, but it still kind of rings in my head from time to time, that, you know, you can't just, I'm trying to keep it clean, you can't just keep complaining about what's going on, right? I mean, you gotta do something, give us something to work with. Let us know what we can do to make it better. And the best solution, suggestion I have for you to make it better is get involved. Really, that simple. Just get involved. Because if you get involved, you can make a change. You guys that actually will work, will do something, you can make a change. But it doesn't happen until you actually get, you know, I mean, again, I'm not, if this is for you, if you need this message, perfect. Get off your butt and get engaged. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, my pep talk in the beginning. 732, 855-732, what? 5563. Hey, listen, you know, I'm glad you could be here to help me. Otherwise, I'd still be stumbling over the words, the numbers, whatever. You can also find us live on the website, therealside.com, or that Facebook thing. There's a Facebook feed there as well. Devin Nunes says today, he's one of the few Republicans we still have out of California, he slammed the FBI director, Comey, saying that he made a mess of the FBI. He did. I know people in the FBI have said the same thing. I mean, I don't know why we keep doing this bureaucratic thing, why we keep doing this crony thing. And frankly, Trump does it too at times. You're just the wrong person for the job because you trust him. I trust my mom, but she'd be a terrible person to run the FBI. You know, it's not the way to do it. In my life, in my career in the tech world, there were people I worked with I didn't like. I couldn't stand them. But they were trustworthy and they knew the job. It was just a personality clash. We all have it. It's happened to all of us. Nunes went on to say, this is a guy who continues to just make a mockery of the entire FBI and the Department of Justice. He went on to say, he went on to react to Comey's appearance at CNN's Town Hall event on Thursday. He said, this guy who, remember, he leaked memos in order to make sure that a special counsel was created to investigate the president. He didn't have to leak anything. He had Lynch on his side. He had Obama on his side. He could have done all this before everything went down. See, if justice is justice, if truth is truth, if facts are facts, then I don't understand. He should have just put this on the table before the election. It's like Shifty Schiff. He's been running around telling people he has seen and has evidence, he has proof that President Trump colluded with the Russians. He's been screaming this for years. If there's two things going on. Either he is one enormous, gigantic liar, full of himself, or he is a co-conspirator for letting it happen, for hiding evidence, obstructing justice. Right? Isn't that how it works? Anyway, this is the guy who put an unverified dossier in front of a FISA court. Now this is, again, remember, you guys, do you understand that the FBI was one of the most respected law enforcement groups out there? One of the most, you know, agencies. Right? People from all over the world, law enforcement agencies from all over the world respected these guys. Now, I don't know. Not so much. The people I talk to, not so much. And even the morale at the FBI isn't there. But they don't, you know, I wish they would understand it. This is not a dig at them. This is not a dig at rank and file. This is not a dig at those guys that, you know, that are really truly working the streets, if you would. This is the upper echelon who thinks that nothing applies to them. The laws don't apply to them. They're smarter than, and Comey's a perfect example of that. Smarter than everybody else. He knows more than everybody else. He's smarter than everybody else. Pelosi thinks that. Obama thought that. I mean, go down the list of their people who actually think they know more, they know what's better for us than we do. President Trump fired Comey on May 8, 2017, prompted the FBI to investigate possible obstruction of justice amid the Russian collusion probe. But here's the thing. Rosenstein wrote Comey up and told the president he should fire him. Every Dem that had a heartbeat in D.C. wanted Comey gone, right up until the time that President Trump actually fired him. And then all of a sudden, why is he firing him? He must be wanting to cover something up. Well, is that the same with the Dems? When they wanted him fired, were they looking to cover something up? Were they afraid of what he was going to find out? The FBI's tactics of gathering intelligence over the course of the investigation, they've spawned another internal inquiry. It ain't going to finish, people. We ain't. This isn't done. I'm telling you, Barr's going to make it work. Sandra Gibb joins us after the break. I know you've all been waiting for it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I wish I had really long hair, because that would look better. You know, shaking your head back and forth. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Now I just look like an old white guy trying to be cool. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Yeah, we do this all the time, right? On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part. I want you part of the conversation. That's the key thing. I don't care whether you join the chat room on the website or you need to be part of that Facebook feed or you need to be part of the conversation. We all need to be working together as a team. Can't stand it. When I see us out there, some of us are spewing party lines. Some of us are spewing, you know, right-wing tea party lines. Some of us, we look like fools. Let's get together, okay?
Find the things we can agree on, and let's pound the crud out of the other side. Yes, that's the nonviolent side of me. Anyhow, before I bring Xander on, we were talking about Comey at the end of the last segment, okay? Is he in trouble? He should be in trouble. You know, they're pounding on all the people that were somehow either indicted when Mueller did his investigation, although they don't want to talk about the fact that they were indicted for lying to the FBI and or cheating on their taxes, okay? Tax evasion. So it had nothing to do with the Russian collusion whatsoever. However, if you want to talk about somebody who truly influenced this thing when it comes to Russian collusion, Comey is one of them. I mean, the man took a fake dossier, he knew it was fake, never vetted some of the areas that were called into question. Tell me that the leader or the head of one of the most powerful information-gathering agencies on the face of this planet didn't know that the information there was fake. Didn't know what Strzok was doing. Didn't know what was going on. Tell me that, because if you did, then that man needed real mental help and had no place being at the head of the FBI. Joining me as he does from week to week, Xander Gibb, back at it to tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm right, or go, I don't know. How you doing, Xander?
I am much better, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. We missed you.
I missed you guys, too.
I have nobody to talk to food about when you're not around.
Oh, please.
Hey, there's big news in England. I heard there was like a half black baby born, or CNN's not sure quite how much black it's going to be. That was a discussion over here. Can you believe that?
Not allowed to talk about that, though. God, people have been particularly racist on social media about Prince Archie, or Arch, as his friends call him. And one Radio 1 DJ got fired for
really
putting out a meme. Yeah. I mean, it just bothers me that people have to take it there. But I think if you're a public figure and you're being racist and you get fired, then you got what you deserve.
Oh, sure. Listen, look, the thing is that a healthy baby was born. That's what we should have been harping on.
Sure.
A healthy baby was born. Another member of the royal family, how they receive him, what the deal is with the royal family, that's not my business. I don't care.
No.
It's just nice to know that there's another healthy baby born. And that kind of, but CNN, they had a few of these people that were talking about how black the baby actually is and whether that is going to have a bearing. I'm going, really? Are you people serious? That's it? That's all you have to talk about?
Well, I've seen pictures of the baby, and I don't think Meghan Markle looks. You wouldn't know that her mother was African American or whatever she terms herself as, and the baby is like whiter than me, and I'm the whitest guy, you know. But I don't know why that has to be such a big deal about what color the baby is. I mean, let's celebrate a brand new life, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, again, it is to me just funny that it took up, because we're going to talk a little bit about social media in a minute, but it just took up so much oxygen on the airwaves. I thought it was just, anyway, I thought it was kind of giggly. But back to reality. I mean, the biggest offender, the biggest Russian collusion, co-conspirator, would, at this point, what I'm reading, could be Comey, couldn't it?
Yes, and I kind of think that he's getting his just desserts finally. You know, not only was his book a flop, but I think
he wrote a book.
People, yeah, it makes a good doorstop, so I'm told. But I just think that, you know, this guy thought he was so powerful. Where is he now?
Yeah, he's home trying to make noise. He's going out and he's hitting the circuit. The stuff he's saying is so asinine. When he talks about what the president did or does or would have you, or the lack of the respect for law, I'm thinking, you're looking in the mirror. That's what you're talking about, right? The guy in the mirror is what you're talking about. And the same thing.
But isn't,
go ahead.
Go on, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Isn't it interesting that Hillary Clinton's doing the same thing, saying, Murray, you know, Republicans need to choose the rule of law rather than the rule of Donald Trump. And to me, like, this is the biggest criminal on the planet talking about the rule of law.
Wasn't that rich? Wasn't that just rich?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I was rolling around when I saw that.
Rolling around going, is she serious? Is she for real?
I think they've upped her medication, and she's doubled that upping of her medication, clearly, because ultimately, you know, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, even the provable stuff, like, you know, Haiti and her destroying all those documents, you know, against the FBI's wishes, you know, those were criminal offenses. This woman is a criminal, without a doubt. And there she is talking about Republicans choosing the rule of law. Let's have something specific. What has Donald Trump actually done? Because you know what really is getting their goat right now. Because the Mueller investigation found nothing, because there was nothing to find. Sorry, did I sound too Italian?
Your neighbors are going to knock on the door to see if you're okay. You know that, right?
I don't have neighbors. I live in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, God. No, you're exactly right. It's really interesting. If you or I got a court order that said, you need to take the paperwork you have from that sale that you made 5 years ago. I want every piece held on to. Don't get rid of it. Put it in a box. We're going to come by and pick it up. And you come by to pick it, and the judge comes by to pick it up, and you go, oh, I shredded those yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? You know what would happen? They would be there. They would pick you up. They would lock you up. They'd have handcuffs and chains on you already for defying a court order. And what did she get? Bupkis. Nothing.
Yeah. But aren't you hoping that, A.G. William Barr is going to be the one that's actually going to bring the Obama administration and the Clintons to task? Because I said all along that, you know, once they got Mueller in the seat to investigate Donald Trump, that had to go through before the Donald started.
Oh, yeah, sure.
To investigate them. Yeah. And I think that William Barr is the one to do it.
Oh, listen. We're going to break, but when he was asked by little Jerry Nadler, right? Doesn't he remind you of those little the Weeble follows? Remember the Weeble toys?
They wobble, but they don't fall down.
All right. Now, I can't finish my story, so we're going to do it in the next. I'm Trouble Senior Host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Xander and I will be back, and not in any less trouble, after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Richard Neal, after meeting Friday with House counsel, issued subpoenas to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig over 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns.
We've stayed away from the fanfare. We've stayed away from, I think, some of the hyperbolic conversation, and we've attempted to reason this through based upon the advice of our attorneys.
Neal says he wants the requested material within the next week. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells the New York Times he plans to go to Ukraine to urge that country's president-elect to push forward with investigations into matters connected to the release of negative information about Paul Manafort and into then-Vice President Joe Biden's involvement in a Ukrainian natural gas company connected to Biden's son. Giuliani dismisses Democrats' suggestions he's encouraging a foreign government to impact upcoming U.S. elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. I'll give you a minute for one more dance around the desk. And then sit down and listen. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or if you want notices that we're going on the air, and I still only send a couple of these out a week, I can text you. And I got to tell you, I know for a fact that Google or whoever handles Gmail and all that, some of our emails are getting blocked. I actually had a listener send me, some have said it, and I kind of go, okay, whatever, maybe we're in your spam filter or what have you. But then I had a listener send me a copy of where it said, you know, this website or this, you know, site puts out spam. So before they got the message, they had to get past the spam message. So, again, they're doing what they can to stop us. So if you simply text TRS to 55222, that's TRS to 55222, then we can let you know when the show's coming on, what's happening, and that kind of thing. Let me bring him on. My good friend Xander Gibb joins us, and I always appreciate his time with us from across the pond. You there, Xander?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I love that guy. That's the guy with the big wig in Parliament, right? That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, he goes, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
And it's like, they look like they're sleeping
like
all the
get
time.
Rid of a furball. And looks like it, too. Imagine having to wear one of those wigs all the time.
Oh.
That person is called the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, I know that. And he sits in the middle seat. For those of you who don't know, you know, there's three of them there. I don't know what the other two are called, nor do I care. But he's got the biggest wig, right? He's the big wig, right? He's got the biggest wig in the
game. That's where they get that phrase
from. Thank you.
The big wig.
See that? I knew you were smart, man. Yeah, so that's where they get. I want to know how often they wash those things, though, because that's pretty disgusting. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the other two are there to get coffee and snacks and stuff like that.
But he does, when you first came on, that's exactly what that guy sounds like. Like
yeah.
Old English grunt. God. Anyway.
All of the English listeners have just turned off now, Gina.
Yeah, but the Australian
apologies listeners. To all of our British but, listeners.
All the Australian listeners are going, I agree.
Yeah. All of the Australian listeners are saying, throw another steak on the barbie and turn it up a little louder.
All right, so let me, again, I can't wait to see truly, you started down this road, but what the A.G. Barr is going to do, I'm loving this guy. When he looks at little Jerry Nadler, and that's, I can't even, you know, he reminds me of that little, I'm just going to say it because I'm there. I mean, he reminds me of that little fat kid, right, that always, he gets a little bit of power, and all of a sudden he runs the whole baseball field, right? I mean, it's all his now, right? And that's him right now. And he can't, the man, he looks like a little weeble when he walks, and, but I, when he told AG, and listen to the tone in his voice, he was telling him, we want the notes that you wrote. We want the notes from the phone conversations that you had with so-and-so. And Barr didn't explain. He didn't say under Section 5, Article 3, Subparagraph 2. He just looked at Jerry and he went, no. And Jerry's like, So you're not going to give them to us? I would have said, what part? Do you need a dictionary? Do you not know what no means? No, you're not getting that. That's what I would have done. But
I just thought it was quite comical that the Nadler kind of is like one of these, he's very excitable. He's like, you know, kind of before every statement. And it's like, you know, is it his first job out of school or what? You know.
I don't know if
he's just very excitable.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to give some kudos tonight to his name has just gone out of my brain.
Oh, Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
Because his commentary this week, will you yield? No, I won't yield. That guy just really hit the nail on the head. So I know you listen to the show, Jim, so a big thumbs up.
I love him. I love him. You know, it's just like, lay it out there, let them figure. What are you going to do? I mean, listen, at this point, because of the way that Omar speaks and AOC and others there in Congress speak, I'd have no decorum. I would be their worst nightmare.
Okay? No, I would too.
5 minutes? Hey, here's your 5 minutes right here, okay? I'm not giving up the mic. That's what I would be doing at this point.
How are we supposed to respond when people like Ilhan Omar say on 9/11 something happened? You know, 3,000 plus of my brethren were killed, you know, and multiple more were injured and something happened. And don't tell me this is just because of her language, because she's lived in the United States for most of her life. Right. I mean, she was pretty young when she got there. So, and this is the thing for me, I'm sorry, and this is not about race, this is about anyone. If you are a representative or a senator, you have to get some communication training, because if you can't speak properly, then you should be working somewhere else.
See, I think it goes back to, I'll go even further with you. When you have somebody like a justice of the Supreme Court saying that we should basically ignore the Constitution and look more towards Europe and how they handle law, you need to go. Because your job is not to talk about how old and outdated the Constitution is. Your job is to make sure that the Constitution is being adhered to today in 2019. So, Ruth, do us all a favor, okay? And you know what? Just go home. Be with your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. Have some fun with those few more years you have left. Notice I didn't say anything nasty.
Is there a joke there? So I was waiting for the punchline.
Listen, my mind went all over the place, but you'd be proud of me because I held it down.
It's like, not where's Waldo, it's like, where's Ruth? Because no one's seen her for so long. But you know, to go back to people like, you know, Ocasio, Tlaib, and Omar, the concern for me is that these three are so anti-American. Why are they holding public office? I mean, it's a disrespect to the oath that they took. I mean, you know, some of them wouldn't even put their, you know, Tlaib wouldn't even put her hand on the Bible to swear in a Judeo-Christian country. I mean, don't get me started. These three are like the three-headed dog, the three-headed dog Cerberus, you know?
I thought Nancy was a three-headed dog all by herself, but that's a story.
No, don't get me started, Joe. I haven't had my medication or my martini yet.
But you should take
and
a
don't let's talk about that poopy pants, Mr. President Trump.
Oh, fuck. That's great. And the poopy city that you come from. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
No, really, for those of you headed to San Francisco, not only should you have, like, what do they call it, a landmark map, you need to get the poop map, too, because now they actually have a couple of applications for your iPhone and for your Android that show you where the piles of poop are. And that's just amazing that somebody actually came up with that app and is making money off it. That's the American dream, I guess. You can get away with anything.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Exactly. at least they're putting people in work, you know, by having that. Not kind of, you know, putting people out of work like Ocasio has been doing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no problem.
So how many
well, she's got a
did
job.
You
think about it. She's right
Ms.
now, what
Ocasio.
Is she making? She's making about 8 times what she made as a bartender?
Yeah.
I mean, legally?
$177,000 a year.
Plus travel.
A representative.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, and expenses, you know?
Now, isn't she proof that the IQ is not a requirement to make it into Congress?
Oh, definitely. I mean, shouldn't there be an intelligence test? I mean, the first thing I'm doing when I come back to America is I'm going to stand as a representative. In fact, I'm going to stand against Ocasio and let's see what happens there.
Wow. It's always fun to listen to them. I mean, get past the anger. You got to put that aside for a second. But it's always fun to listen to them, and you say to myself, what did she learn in school? What school did she go to? Because that school needs to be shut down, or that teacher needs to give back. The history teacher needs to give back money to the district.
But she has a degree. Doesn't she have a degree in economics?
Oh, she has a couple of degrees. You know what? But a degree. I mean, forgive me, my college friends. It means nothing.
No, it doesn't today.
And you know, I mean, some of you guys are great with your degree. Matter of fact, some of you guys would be great without your degree. And how did she get a degree in economics? But she has no clue as to what Economics 101 is.
She slept with the tutor.
Joe. And allegedly. On that note, we are going to break. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Hopefully, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Always. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You can give me your email address. We send out one email a week. It's not the end of the world. Or sign up to get text messaging. Just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Also, I don't want to eat up too much of his time, but some of you guys were complaining that our phone app wasn't working. You were correct. It wasn't working, and I won't get all the detail behind it, but basically we have a new phone app being built. We should have it ready in the next couple of weeks, and that way there you can listen anywhere. You can get our articles on the website. You can get you'll be able to listen to the show live, go back and check out the video, be part of the live chat room. So many things will be able to happen on the site. Anyhow, let me bring him in. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. And Xander, I always love having you on with me. Tell people where they can find you. Not for food, not to pick up the check, but actually to hear you and that kind of stuff.
As absolutely. XanderGibb.com. Everything is in one central place. And I'm here every Friday.
Yes, you are. And you must have had a ball this week, because I think President Trump said China, like, you know, 750,000 times, and I know how much you like that.
I didn't see it, because we don't get, we only get really negative stuff on the news about the president.
Really?
So I didn't see that, but I did used to love when he used to go, China!
It was like, he still does.
Is there some childhood issue he had, you know? Which regards
he's emphasizing. That's all he's doing. He's just emphasizing. He does. I love him. Anyway, you know what? I lost my train. Where were we before the break? See, I had so much fun with you. We talk about so many. Oh,
yeah.
You know,
we were talking about how Ocasio managed to get her degrees, but we should move on.
We should, because that's, you know, disgusting. So listen, I don't know if you heard about the shootings here in Colorado, and you know, they were talking about. Where, you know, about these young people. One was an adult because they were over 18. The other one was under 18. And at first, you know, these white kids were shooting up the place, right? That was a comment they kept making. And now it's come out that one of them might have been transgender, or is transgender, actually. Matter of fact, he is fighting the judge, that the judge referred to him as a transition gender, the gender that he doesn't subscribe to. So, which is a dumb idea. You're in court for killing someone, and you're fighting with the judges to what to call you. It just all right, anyhow. And all of a sudden, mainstream media, maybe we shouldn't cover this gun issue so much because of who had it and how it went down and all of that.
Amazing
to me, isn't it?
Yeah, but had the perpetrators been, you know, white and Anglo-Saxon Protestant Americans and
MAGA hat wearing,
you know, it would have been because the media is very selective as to what they're prepared to expand upon,
right?
You know, and they do the same with regards to Donald Trump. You know, they you don't get to know all of the good things that this guy does. It's only all the negative.
He doesn't. Now listen, I have to straighten you up because we're about truth on this show. Okay, Donald Trump doesn't do any good things, and anything good that happens under him, you already know it's because of what Obama and Biden did when they were in office. Now, come on, we're truth tellers here, right?
Yeah, exactly, because he's that bad orange man, and this the Russian thing that we still haven't cleared up, you know. And that's disturbing for me too.
Oh, this
because it's totally simple. Yeah. And I wrote about this week. You know, you've only got to follow the money, honey. Because the thing is that, you know, why was Bill Clinton paid $500,000 for one speech? I mean, what does he have to say that is worth that amount of money? You know, I really have no idea. And the donations to the Clinton Foundation. You know, all of those Russian donations, I mean, you only have to follow the money. You know, and because it was Ivanka Trump, wasn't it, that sold uranium to the Russians?
No.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, if we're all about the truth, Joe.
It never stops. No, you're right. It never stops. And they're going to hang him at any cost. But look, Xander, for so long, they have got away with, you know, telling the story, not the real story, but just telling the story and telling the story and telling the story the way they want it, and their people have bought it over a period of time.
Right. Yeah.
So why stop now?
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what it is? It's the difference between what the news used to be and the news is now. I mean, as commentators, we share the facts and then we share our opinions after. We don't share our opinions and then relate them as being factual. Because it's our opinion is based upon the facts. But the news now is portraying opinion as fact. And that to me is rather concerning. And I think that they need to be hit in the pocket. You know, the number of times they could have been sued for things that they said and they've just got away with it encourages them to do it more and more.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. All right, let's talk about, we were talking about it during the break, and, you know, let's talk about the deplatforming, okay? And when you look at what's going on right now, and you and I were talking a little bit off, you know, during the break about how we really need to find a way to get off of the Facebooks of the world and the Twitters of the world, and I keep telling you what we've done, and it's gone nowhere, because we are, no matter how much we scream and yell, we are creatures of habit. We can't seem to get away from the demon. But tell me what your thoughts are on this.
Well, we can't mention names of who was deplatformed this week because we will be deplatformed from mentioning the names. But the concern is that ultimately, you know, Facebook is trying to prescribe our politics, and anyone who disagrees with their ideology, but it's not even their ideology, it's the ideology they paid to put across by people like George Soros and the Democrats. And so if you go against that, you disagree with that, they're going to have you gone. I mean, look what happened to me a year ago, Joe. I had 40,000 followers on Twitter. I never threatened anybody. I never said I was going to kill anybody. I stood up for my president because I'm a patriotic American, and they took my account from me. But let me ask you this question, Joe. If a baker is not allowed to refuse me to bake me a cake for my gay wedding if I decide to have one, even though they're a private company, how come Jack can take away my Twitter account for being and I'm a gay person? Where is the logic in that?
There isn't any, other than what they'll say is you're sowing hate. They have, you know, and they will not tolerate hate speech that could bring physical harm on anybody. That's the way they approach these things. But
I've never encouraged physical harm, and they said my account was an attack account, but actually it was a defense account. It was an account that was in defense of my president. You know, and as a patriotic American, surely I have the right to defend my president. But by the same token, why are those people not these platforms that are attacking the president and his family and his supporters? It's a clear double standard.
I am with you. And you know, I'm in the same boat you're in. They yanked our first page down that we had for, I don't know what it was, 7 years or so, and all of a sudden it was riddled with hate speech and it had to go. And then on top of that, same thing with us, Twitter, they yanked 40,000. And what they told us was, those were, you know, were they dead accounts or something? Inactive accounts. Problem is, one of the accounts was my account. So how could I be active and inactive at the same time? I find that interesting. So.
But let me ask you this, Joe. I'm all for small government, but hasn't it come to a point where the president has to step in? Because this is clearly designed in order to stop the momentum of the Trump train's social media division, because let's face it, that's what won Donald Trump,
right?
Because we were so vigilant on social media and highlighting the ineffectual nature of Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Now, if they stop us from doing that this time, I fear that it may damage the president's chances of winning.
I agree with you, but we let this happen. We almost deserve what we get. Look at you and I were talking here. Well, my point, though, is we did. You signed up for Facebook more than once. I signed up for Facebook more than once. We keep going back to Twitter, right? I mean, we don't really give the guys with the big bucks a reason to start something else, but the cancer has spread through the body. I don't have a real answer for you at this point as to how you turn this around, but I'm going to tell you something. Your website, my website, we can prove to you that even Google, right, they funnel your website. We went from 1.5 million views a month overnight down to like 70,000 views. By the way, we are out of time. Don't you love this? Can you tell people where to find you?
XanderGibb.com.
If you wouldn't talk so much, we wouldn't have this problem. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Go check out Xander's website. When we come back in the next hour, Karen Sigmund's going to join me. She was just recently released from work, and it was because of her political views. You're going to find out how disgusting this is when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.